Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams. So what's the backstory on this one?
Got an email from Marshall, and he asked me to mess with his roommate, Bobby, who works at a big box store, specifically in the appliance section. So I call, and I say that, you know, I have an injury, and I can't come into the store, so I need you to kind of shop for me. And the requests that I have for what I'm looking for in a refrigerator are unique. But my favorite part is how Bobby eventually does completely play along with me.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Good morning. This is Bobby. How may I help you?
Hi. Is this the appliance section?
Yep, correct.
I have injured my legs and my hip, and I cannot make it into the store, and my refrigerator just went out.
Oh, wow. That's a predicament. But yeah, we can help you out, definitely.
So what I'm going to need from you is I need you to kind of be my eyes and go shopping for me kind of a thing. Like, since I can't make it into the store, and I don't have the internet, I don't believe in it. So I'll make a purchase based on what you described to me.
Okay. Is there any type of fridge you're looking for, like any brand or
no?
Any cubic feet you're looking for?
No.
Okay. And what was your budget again, sir?
Something between $3,000 and $4,000.
What's your name, just so we could, you know? I don't want to just call you sir, like, you
know. Raul.
Raul.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, Raul.
What?
Cool. What? I said nice meeting you, Raul.
I guess.
wait 1 second. This might be really good for you. This is like one of my favorites.
Okay.
It's an LG InstaView door indoor.
Okay.
It's 29.7 cubic feet, four-door French door refrigerator, stainless steel. The product height is 75.25 inches. The width is 35.75. This is really good.
No, I'm not. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. I just need to know what it looks like. What color is that fridge? What color is it?
Like I said, stainless steel.
What does that mean?
It's a clean gray.
Is it a boy fridge or a girl fridge?
sir, I don't know what you mean by that.
If I hand you a spoon, that's a girl. If I hand you a fork, that's a boy. And everybody knows that. So, is the fridge that you're looking at, is it a boy or girl fridge?
If it's too hard to tell
if that fridge is a boy or a girl, move on to another one. Find me a boy fridge.
All right. Give me a second, sir. Calm down.
I have no fridge, and my legs are busted.
All right. How about this? A Samsung Showcase, 22.04 cubic feet. It is.
Is that a boy?
A black stainless steel.
Is that what a boy?
Definitely looks very masculine.
That's a masculine boy fridge. Okay, great. Yeah. Now, why do you think it's a boy fridge?
I don't know, because it's tall.
Okay.
It's, the lines are very striking.
Uh-huh.
French door.
I don't know about that. That's Femi. What would you name that fridge? If that's a boy fridge, what name would you give it?
Its name is a Showcase 22.4.
No. What would you name it? Does it look like a Chuck? Does it look like a John?
Like a Chuck.
A Chuck?
A Chuck. It definitely looks like a Chuck, yeah.
You would name that fridge Chuck?
Sure.
How much is it?
$2,900, $2,899.99.
Can you find me a girl microwave to go with it? Because I like that. My microwave's fine. My microwave works, but my microwave is a boy. And if I have a boy fridge and a boy microwave, they're going to fight. That's just the way that it goes. Can you find me a girl microwave?
What's your price range for that?
Somewhere between $50 and, let's say, $1,500.
Kitchen. How about this? A KitchenAid. That's, you know.
All right. That sounds girly. All right. Tell me about her.
All right. It's 1.4 cubic.
No, feet. No. You Don't know what I like. At this point, you know what I like. What? Tell me, what does she look like?
Stainless steel. Light gray.
What would you name her?
Janet.
Oh, yeah. Chuck and Janet in my kitchen. Make them a food. I love it. Bag them up.
Okay, so are you interested?
Yes, I am, Bobby. Hey, it's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. Your roommate Marshall asked me to give you a call and do this.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.